Hi, this is Clinton Thompson, sitting here with Mike Cunningham from TechConnect and the founder of Universal Platform, Michael Wise.
Good morning.
Mike, or Michael, could you give us an idea of what UP is? You know, on the website we've got a graphic talking about information should be free and a vision of liberating the world's information. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
So Universal Platform was built out of an inspiration to allow ordinary people to be able to solve information or data problems, but give them the necessary tools or the breadth and depth of tools that they would need in order to do that. And as a part of that innovation, it requires a number of common or key technologies which are available today, such as master data management, enterprise buses, to be put into one single software solution for people to be able to download and use themselves. Mm-hmm. In this day and age of the cloud and the advent of the cloud, it now becomes more relevant because it's not just individuals, it's organizations who want to be able to bring data together into one place and understand data for an organization. In the construction of the platform and the inspiration of it, there were a number of key things I had to do in terms of understanding this whole sphere of or the problem space. And one of those things, as I said, that people and data don't change. Mm-hmm. By that I mean that first name, last name, surname hasn't changed ever for anybody. And I'm most certain that we come up with all sorts of relationships between data and different ways to describe those relationships. And that hasn't changed very much over time, as we understand it. Most certainly, people don't change as well. We tend to recreate. We tend to go off and see the same problem every time, but solve it with different tools. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea is about bringing about a single homogeneous platform in order for to people to be able to solve these data problems, but inspire them to be able to be free in the way that they approach that and be able to share that information. So information on your terms is really about that spirit, enabling a person who's working in an organization, enabling an information worker to be able to decide how that they're going to get access to that information and then provision it. So it's all about provisioning information within inside an organization, which has now become extremely relevant with the advent of cloud.
Excellent, thank you. In terms of the history of Universal Platform, you know, we're talking about sort of solving data problems. You've mentioned content reappropriation. Could you expand on that for us?
So in early 2005, I sat down and wrote the definition, and for better or worse, I came out with content reappropriation. So what I was doing was describing the activities of what people do with data. Mm-hmm. Generally, they're trying to collate it into one location and then they're converting it into another shape and offering it out for someone else to consume or to be able to edit with. And then the ultimate goal is to be able to capture those changes and bring them back into the fold once again. So the definition I put together on Wikipedia talks about that. But more specifically, it really gets to the heart of the problem, which is the automation of it and also the tagging of that information. So out of information or streams of information that we see moving inside organizations, we need to be able to understand what sort of information, the impact of that information has. So tagging it with new terms and being able to find information out of information is important. So that is where I started. Specifically, it's been a 10-year journey for me. I really got inspired. My father died of cancer, and so when I was working for a company called Oracle in architecture and working on a number of tools and projects which were all about data collation, I had the chance to meet, and they moved into the apartment next to me where I was staying in London, to meet with people who were genuine information workers working in a topic of cancer research. So they were connected to the oncology unit for London General. Mm-hmm. And specifically, their massive challenge was to understand the sorts of data that they were working with, be able to work with the content and the data types. For me, in the IT industry, that's commonplace. It's things that we've solved many times over. And I was working with large banks at the time in the product I was working with, and achieving similar sorts of results, but with bigger budgets. So the inspiration was to essentially tackle that problem head on. So in 2004, I quit my great paying job at Oracle and decided to sit on my sister's pool table and build the initial version of Universal Platform. Mm. And that definition of content repatriation was the spirit of what the IP was all about for that platform.
That's a great story. Thank you. You've mentioned CASE in the past and the Apache open source projects. How's that influenced what Universal Platform is today?
So computer-aided software engineering has been around for a long time. We've been using it to develop applications and build applications for years and end in the IT industry. It's commonplace to use a definition or design or a master design about something to be produced or outputted regularly. So it's strange that in our modern age of Web 2 and cloud, we've seemed to have forgotten that this technology is around. At the heart of Universal Platform is a computer-aided software engineering spirit. It's being able to capture all of the designs found in an organization, whether it be database designs or application designs, templating, and everything that we use in order to be able to manipulate and work with data. So in the center of Universal Platform is a repository where we deposit this information. So out of that, and it's recently been coined Master Data Management, is the ability to be able to identify different structures of data in an organization in one place and decide upon that as being the king, the master, the, mm-hmm. the one and only. And that's important. What's different in the platform and our approach is that it's a very social way of getting access to that data. Previously, it was left up to an IT department and that they had hired in or had internal or in-house skill sets which understood how systems work. And those people became very specialized in the business of those systems. These days with cloud, that's not available anymore. So it's often left to other people in an organization to understand how an application works or what it means for them. What they need is that group of people to work together in order to be able to understand how the data works ultimately and what it means for their organization. To be more specific, Oracle would have their version of a purchase order, where SAP would have their version of a purchase order, and every other company thereafter, Pronto and many other ERP vendors had their own version of what a purchase order looks like. 9 times out of 10, when you come into an integration or a data problem, you've got to be able to translate and convert those meanings. What does a purchase order look like for your organization? Mm-hmm. So an MDM is all about trying to capture that information in one place. What Universal brings to the table is the social aspect. What we're trying to do is engage with a wider audience rather than a system architect or some kind of business analyst. There is actually a subject matter expert who understands in the field what a purchase order means and so what it should contain and how it should vary. Mm-hmm. This is needful to us because we need to understand how the data moves with inside an organization. And what the organization has said is that it should contain these key fields, these things are required to make a purchase order work for us. So not just a business concept like purchase orders, we can apply this across any kind of discipline, whether it be in the health industry through HL7 or whether it be in the automotive or any other industry, it's all the same. So the data doesn't change, it's always going to be first name, last name, address, email, phone number and so on.
Thank you. And you've mentioned system integration. Or systems integration, at least. And Universal Platform is fundamentally an integration platform as a service, a recently coined term, but it's a system integration tool. It's middleware. How is it different from what's available out there, in terms of traditional integration tools or Dalbumi?
So as I've been talking about, it's a single homogeneous platform. What we are doing is bringing a number of disciplines required to be around in terms of solving data problems. Master data management is just one of these disciplines. You need some kind of workflow and automation tool. You need the ability to be able to communicate this data outwardly through what would be web services. You need some kind of messaging facility to be able to react in real time to the organization itself, so a message bus. So the beauty of the platform is it's just a single software platform that contains all of those disciplines in one place. Previously, if you were using something like Apache or an open source solution, you'd have to collect all of these things together. You'd need to be a Java person, predictably, and know how to glue all of that technology together to get to the outcome. The problem is that it's diverted you away from the actual business problem going on. Why do we have the need for introducing this technology into our organization and understanding data? That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to eliminate the technology issues, and that's a big feature for us, is being able to allow people who are not technology experts, they're more subject matter experts, into these fields quickly. So essentially, you know, allowing them to have the social approach, being able to log on as a different user and provision access to an MDM and make changes, or provision access to data with inside an organization, is done in one single piece of software.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it truly a cloud product? Can it be deployed on site? Because my understanding from Boomi, Informatica Cloud, Informatica has a traditional product as well. MuleSoft is not necessarily an internal organizational product. Is Universal Platform that?
We've designed Universal Platform to run on a desktop or hosted server. What that means for cloud operation is that we've also, as a company, TechConnect, allowed you to be able to access Universal Platform as a software as a service as well. So that means that the consumer can access our software and run it internally in their organization, but they can also have that version cooperate with a version that they've rented from us from a cloud provision service. Ultimately, that's what you want. You want to be able to either swipe your credit card and to simply get access to Universal Platform and be able to carry out your functions as if you're in an organization today, without any software deployment, without any of those worries, and that's the advantage of the cloud, and do it on scale. But you also have the need, given your sensitivity of data and control that you might want over that, to be able to run it internally in an organization behind a firewall. The other is that you may wish to be able to scale inside that internal environment. So we've designed in from the ground up a number of software features to allow you to do that. First of all is the deployment technology. A simple setup EXE, a simple way of deploying, a simple way of upgrading, a simple way of being able to cluster and reprovision the platform automatically. That said, it can all be driven from the cloud, so we can actually connect you to our store and be able to allow you to control all of that provisioning technology from one place. So we feel that for organizations, it's a huge advantage over any other competitor, because generally if you're installing an Oracle or a MuleSoft, for example, you would be spending a lot of time just getting the implementation correct. So what we've done is try to eliminate a lot of that fuss and worry by having one singular install pattern and one way of provisioning a solution. We've also utilized the provisioning technology to be able to deploy custom solutions on top of that. So not just the platform itself, but solutions that we develop inside the platform as well. So we call that bundling.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to be able to create and bundle your solution, we feel, is a major advance in this technology area. The ability to be able to, say, create an integration between System Y, System X, and System Z, a data hub, and all the other menagerie that comes along with that with business rules, package it, deploy it to the web, or redeploy it out to various other servers, is key to how this technology can really make some serious advantages, create serious advantages for organizations in reducing the amount of IT overhead and reducing the amount of provisioning that's required to make a solution like that work.
Mm-hmm. Now, Boomi has something called Boomi Suggest, and that as far as I understand it, is a tool for users to get access to solutions. How is the bundling and solutions different in terms of Universal? Is it private? Is it on a store? Is it on a knowledge base? How does one access that?
So generally when you're building solutions, you could be working with the platform on your desktop, but you may work with the platform in our SaaS or hosted environment. The idea here is that you're designing and depositing information into our repository that causes the interactions between systems. But what you do is you simply tag all of those things that make a particular feature work for you. The idea is that you can slice that out, what we call bundle, and create a package, which is just a file at the end. It's encrypted, it's got a certificate that's used with it for deployment. It tags it as you, your organization, and you as the distributor. But with that, we can do quite a few things. We can redistribute that solution onto our store, and so you can distribute that amongst your friends or public. You can also then use that as a mechanism for repeating a particular solution for a customer. So you can simply roll up and deploy Universal Platform, load in your solution, and then configure it to immediately work once again. And so everything that you've been working towards and understanding, all of the subject matter problems being solved by the platform, are repeatable through that technology. Our intent is to allow you to simply, and it feels like this, you can build on your local Universal Platform and then simply grab it with your hands and throw it into the cloud. You can do that using mechanisms provided by the store and your account login. From there, you can then sell it, you can then make it public, you can share it within your group, or you can use it as a reprovisioning technique to copy to another server. Mm-hmm. And so that fundamentally just changes the game completely, because we want very much for there to be a community established of people who are subject matter experts. So getting back to my cancer researchers, they may have developed a specific technology and extension. They want to understand how BLASTP or BLASTEND works, so some kind of genome sequencing reading feature, and they want that to be made free. How would they go about that? Well, they can simply build in the SDK of the platform, create a solution, package that solution, put it up onto the store, and share it to the world. And that's what we want. Because TechConnect is all about liberating the world's information. How are we going to do that? Well, we have to do that through a community of like-minded people mm-hmm. who are interested in the same thing. So if that has an outcome where it improves the quality of cancer research or the timeliness of it, or you know they do a lot of regression testing, that is something that if we can reduce the time of that, then that's significant. And if we can do that on their terms, and we enable them to do that, that's the ultimate goal of this company.
Now, you mentioned SDK and extension. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So one of the things that we've built into the platform is the ability to contribute to it. Universal Platform by itself gets its characteristics and its behaviors by the core development team implementing things that solve integration problems. But integration problems is just tip of the iceberg, of the data iceberg. And we need to be able to handle any form of problem that is associated with handling data. So the SDK is something that you can establish by downloading the platform. If you get into Visual Studio 2012 and above, you can then, using our documentation and examples, build extensions into the platform. What does that mean? Basically, if you know how to connect to Salesforce using its APIs, then you can reproduce the API calls in our extensions, and then they can become either a connector, they can become validation, they can become business rules, which are loaded into the platform. More importantly, they're redistributable. So you can then create whole solutions out of those components that you've created. So essentially, we give you the ability to create Lego blocks with inside of our platform, but also redistribute those Lego blocks either through your own solution distribution mechanism, so you can just copy the file, give it to somebody else, or upload it to our store and use our distribution technology.
Now, in terms of automation, what's available to a user in terms of automation in the platform?
So we've brought a number of disciplines into the platform: master data management, enterprise services, bus, web services. We've got all of these things in there, but the problem is that you need to be able to coordinate them, control them. And the best way to do that is using a technique called flow programming. There's been a lot of discussion on the internet about it. This technique is actually our own proprietary technology. It was invented much earlier than flow programming had come along. The whole idea is to be allow a user to be able to program the platform. And so what that means is essentially, as I said, you've got these Lego blocks to be able to coordinate activity. What we do is expose those to you in a graphical mode. And so that allows you to then hence automate all of the activity and coordinate the activity within the platform to do your bidding, essentially. That said, the community can contribute to the automation engine by providing new capability and reusable capability at the same time. And so essentially our automation is really focused on a programming environment, allowing someone to loop through every record or make a decision, create a rule, and combine all of that in a workflow manner, something very familiar to everybody. But at the end of the day, it's still something that can be compiled down, it's executable, and it's a programming environment, but a simplified programming environment for people to use. So that then allows us, gives us great power, so we can create whole websites and, you know, in the automation engine.
That really talks to the objective to reach that subject matter expert, give them an environment they can use in day-to-day activities.
I think it's about providing a language that everyone understands. It's do this and then do this and then do this and so on and so forth. What we've done in terms of our IP and proprietary knowledge is give them a way of being able to manipulate the data in that environment. So we have a very specific way and quite a logical way of passing data between itself. So workflows in general do something, pass the data on to the next thing, and hope that it works. Ours works completely differently to that, where it's more like a piece of clay. Data works like a piece of clay in the center, and everyone has a crack at trying to turn it into a pot. So the idea is that it's a more... what we're ultimately doing with that data is tagging it, is studying it, and letting the platform see what it is you're trying to change or make a change to. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it essentially gives you big giant robot arms to coordinate activity with.
Mark, and some of the future for Universal Platform?
So, spoken about the store a fair bit. This is something that we're going to present out to the market and go to the market with to announce is the ability to be able to download and interact with TechConnect and Universal Platform via a store. The whole idea is to be able to automate our relationship with you such that you can receive new updates about the platform. Well, you need to understand that there's extremely healthy research and development activity going on around Universal Platform. We're really trying to do things to be able to engage with a community of people. So we believe that the ability to, first of all, download and share the platform, to buy the platform online through our SaaS provisioning, but being able to share the packages and solutions that you build with a larger community, and either that's through being a free update or getting paid for it, much like an Apple store, is where we're headed with that. We feel that that's groundbreaking. Really establishes what our vision of the future is to be able to liberate the world's data, and we have to do that through the community. So the future is all about trying to be able to get the platform to people's hands quicker. We're also looking at improving the training and having training available for people to be able to download the platform and train themselves in usage of the platform straight away. But more importantly, out of that, we're learning about how people use the platform and incorporating those ideas in quickly. So we've got a very quick turnaround time in terms of our release strategy. And lastly, we're really wanting to engage subject matter experts. So our user interface is going to advance towards that with simplified graphing technologies, mapping all of the solutions within in real-time operation of your platform's execution, and the improvements over the user interface in terms of more wizards and a simpler user interface.
Thanks for that. Would you be able to just give us a brief way of how we engage Universal Platform?
So first of all, you can come through the website and be able to email us directly by using the contact page, of course, but the other is contact us directly and talk about the partner channels. What we're keen and interested on initially is establishing a large partner network of people who can work and use the platform in their common operation. So if you're a services company, you work with a lot of disparate data, it's a common problem that you'll come up against. If you're implementing new systems or migrating existing systems, then Universal Platform is relevant for you, simply because you can get going for free today, establish the solution, and then look at a charging model over time, which is a rental, in order to be able to make money out of that process. And that's what partners love about this. And
it's, repeatability is really key to that.
The repeatability and the contribution aspect. So if you come across something that's slightly different from X, Y, and Z that you normally hit, you can cater for that for the customer. So it allows you to focus on the business. It allows you to focus on the business and move on with solving problems for customers, and that's where it's at. That's what it's meant to be doing. Eliminate the general IT problems that we encounter. They should not be an issue anymore with Universal Platform.
Excellent. Visit us at universalplatform.net or tech-connect.com.au, and we look forward to having some conversations. Thank you very much.